release came out from the DNR, an issue in the Soap Creek area. What exactly happened in that area?
We got a report on Saturday the 19th that the sewer was overflowing. Known as a SSO, a sanitary sewer overflow. Basically what had happened is the manhole had blown off a structure because there was a blockage in the line, and basically all the wastewater was leaving the sewer system and being discharged into the nearby Soap Creek.
Was it coming out of an area that is normally for overflow, or was this it was coming out of an area it wasn't expected?
This was an area that was completely unexpected. This is it's in a closed line. It's just there was a blockage. Enough pressure had built up to push the lid off the manhole.
In terms of the impact, a lot of times these can be done quickly, but this one seemed to take some time. When did you guys finally get the issue resolved?
Issue was resolved yesterday. I'm going to say yesterday afternoon. I had been notified about 2 o'clock that had been resolved, but then it sounded like they had an issue a little further down the line, but that got resolved. I know the crew ended up working well into the evening yesterday, and the situation's completely resolved at this point.
In terms of the challenge, what was the challenge for that it would take for it to take several days?
The challenge is the location of the manhole. The manhole in the sewer line is running down Soap Creek, which is parallel to a Burlington Northern spur line that runs up to Carbide Lane from the riverfront, and it's heavily wooded. It's in the timber, well off the beaten track. And it's hard getting our equipment to it. We tried getting our trucks to it and pulling hose, but we just didn't have the length on our equipment, and we had to look for a different method.
Did you guys have to? Could you repair the line? Do you have to replace the line? Kind of what did you have to do to get it done?
We had to run a jetter up the line, just to free the obstruction. The line and everything it appears to be in good shape. We were able to pull our camera and try to televise the line downstream of the blockage, trying to get up to see what the problem was. We weren't able to make it all the way. We had 1,000 foot of cable, and we still felt short of the blockage by the distance. We had to pull the cable to the sewer, and then in the process of pushing the sewer or the camera up the sewer, we weren't even able to make it to the blockage. So to give you an idea, our trucks, the closest we could get was probably 500 foot from the sewer just because of the limited access.
So in terms of when you guys, do you guys run a machine that kind of, I guess you would say, claws in there and pulls it out, or do you try to flush it out, or kind of that method?
Yeah, the machine that's utilized it's a jetter. Basically, ours is a truck mounted. They can come trailer mounted, and you can even get an easement machine that would be ideal in a situation like this. But basically what it is, it's a pressurized hose that runs up the sewer from the downstream end, and it blows pressurized water trying to free the obstruction. In the process of doing that, it would remove the obstruction, and then the water would come flowing through.
So since you guys couldn't see it, you don't know if it was debris or what it could have been that actually was blocking that.
Yeah, we were not able to determine what the actual blockage was. There are trees above the sewer in this location. It could have easily been a root ball.
Is this an area that's going to eventually be replaced? The city's doing the massive sewer project. Is this line scheduled to be replaced, or is this a line that's in pretty good shape?
This is a line that's in pretty good shape. Like I said, it's one of those lines that we don't have issues on. We actually tied in this line a little further towards the wastewater treatment plant with our our Soap Creek sewer separation. It's a good line. It's just we just had an issue with it.
And then I know I saw like 20 gallons per minute.
Right.
Was that through, is that a steady for 3 days or?
That's our best estimate.